请我们看几处的圣经。
Let's look into a few portions of scripture.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
罗马书第十二章第一节、第二节和第五节。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1, 2, and 5。
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界。只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全和喜悦的旨意。第五节，我们这许多人在基督里成为一生，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable to God which is your reasonable serviceAnd do not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
我们再看以弗所第一章。
Let's turn now to the Epistle of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians 1,
要从十七节念到二十三节。
From 17 to 23.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并先照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召。有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，视他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling.What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
最后我们再看撒母耳记上第十五章第二十二节。
And now we'll turn to 1 Samuel 15.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
1 Samuel 15 verse 22.
撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于供养的自由。
Then Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold,To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better to he than the fat of rams.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
我们已经把你的话读出来。
Yeah.
现在我们求你借助你的圣灵，把你的话送到我们每一个人心的深处。
Amen.
变成我们的灵和生命。
Yeah.
叫你在我们每一个人身上有所得着。
Amen.
我们的主，我们这一次聚集在你面前，不是为着自己求什么，我们是为着你自己的荣耀，你的国度，你的名。
嗯、
我们求你得着我们。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。
我们这一次聚集的主题是生命与侍奉。
The theme of this conference is life and service.
我们的弟兄他在晚上与我们交通关乎生命的事。
Our brother in the evening he will speak on the ask about life.
我在早晨就交通一点关乎侍奉的事。
And our brother will share about this matter of service.
我想这是很明显的。
We believe it's very obvious.
生命与侍奉是不能分开的。
Life and service are not separable.
生命乃是侍奉的基础。
Life is the foundation for service.
侍奉乃是生命的发表。
Service is the outflow of life.
我们如果没有生命的话，我们就谈不上侍奉。
If we do not have the life, there is no way we can speak of service.
如果我们光是要侍奉而没有生命。
If we desire to serve, yet there is no life.
这个乃是死的工作。
That is a dead work.
但是有了生命而不侍奉的话。
If we have life and yet there is no service.
这个生命也会枯干的。
And this life will dry up.
生命必须要有发表。
The life must have its expression.
而那个发表就在侍奉的上面。
Its manifestation and it is in its service.
昨天早晨我们在这里谈到侍奉的护照。
Yesterday we mentioned about this matter of call to service.
神在哪里呼召我们所有蒙恩的人来侍奉他。
God called all those who believe in him to serve him.
神拯救我们就是为着来侍奉他。
Redemption is unto service.
我们今天从罪里得了释放。
Now we've been delivered from sin.
做了一个被释放的人。
We've been set free.
并不是说从今以后。
That does mean from now on.
我们可以随着我们自己的意思来生活。
We can do as please.
乃是因着我们得着自由，叫我们能起来侍奉神。
It's because we've been set free, therefore we can serve.
我们所有蒙恩的人都是祭司。
Those who are in the Lord, we are all priests.
我们要一同起来服侍我们的主。
We must all serve together with our Lord.
主呼召我们所有属于他的人都来侍奉他。
God is calling all those belong to him to serve him.
我们需要来响应他的呼召。
We must respond to that call.
我们要把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭。
We must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
圣经说这是一个合理的侍奉。
The Bible says it is a reasonable service.
我们献上身体是侍奉的开始。
The beginning of our offering of our bodies is the beginning of our service.
今天早晨我们愿意再进一步地说。
This morning we would like to go a bit further.
我们愿意交通一点关乎侍奉的意义。
We'll share this, the matter, the meaning of service.
我们要侍奉神。
We want to serve God.
但是怎样才算是侍奉神？
What really means when we serve him?
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
我们在地上。
And we are down here on earth.
我们要怎样来侍奉这一位的神？
How can we serve this God?
怎样的侍奉在神的面前才算得数？
What kind of service is considered in God's sight as service?
罗马十二章第一节告诉我们说
Romans 1:12 told us
将身体献上当作活祭
We must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
圣洁的
is holy,
是神所喜悦的。
It is acceptable,
我们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
We do this because it's our reasonable service.
我们把身体献上乃是一个合理的侍奉。
When we offer our bodies, it's something reasonable.
并且有的翻译说是一个属灵的敬拜。
The translation it says is a spiritual worship.
我们知道敬拜与侍奉也是分不开的。
We see that worship and service are all cannot be separated.
我们带着一个敬拜的灵来侍奉。
We serve in a spirit of worship.
我们的侍奉乃是一种的敬拜。
Our service is a type of worship.
为什么把身体献上当作活祭是一个合理的侍奉呢？
Why will we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice is reasonable?
原因是在这个地方。
The reason is this.
因为真正的侍奉
real consecration,
真正的侍奉
real service,
不是在于做什么事情。
Is not in the work itself.
真正的侍奉乃是侍奉神的旨意。
Real service is serving God's will.
侍奉不重在事，乃重在神的旨意。
Service is not really the emphasis is not in the things we do, but the emphasis in the will that we do for God.
许多的时候我们以为说侍奉就是做事。
Oftentimes we think service is simply doing things.
不错，我们侍奉不能光嘴里说一句话。
It's true, our service cannot be just lip service.
我们侍奉是有一些事情会做出来的。
When we serve, we have to have action.
但是我们要在这里看见。
But we have to see one thing.
侍奉神它的重点不在事情的上面。
The center or the center of our service is not in the matter of just simply doing things.
侍奉神它的重点乃是在侍奉神的旨意。
The center of our service, the emphasis of our service is serving God's interest or God's will.
我们知道在世界的上面。
We know in the world,
人在哪里做事。
We do things.
只要事能做得好就行了。
If we can do things well, we are satisfied.
人怎样，没有关系。
As far as the person is concerned, that person is secondary.
但是在神的面前。
But in God's eye,
我们看见神总是注意我们怎样来行他的旨意，过于行一件事情。
God pays more attention to how we serve Him, how we are, than what we do for Him.
我们记得主耶稣在马太第七章里头是这样的说
In the book of Matthew, the Lord says this,
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人
All those who call me Lord, Lord,
不能多进天国
They shall not enter into the kingdom.
唯有那遵行我父旨意的人才能进去
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, he will enter into heaven.
就说到了那一天
The Lord said in that day,
有人要说主啊
Many will say, Lord, Lord.
我奉你的名传道。
In your name I preach.
我奉你的名赶鬼。
In your name I drove out the demons.
我奉你的名医病。
In your name I heal.
但是主要告诉他说。
But the Lord say,
你这作恶的人啊。
You evil workers.
离开我去吧。
Depart from me.
因为我从来没有赞许你。
And because I never approve your doing.
所以你在这里看见说
Here we see,
我们可以嘴里说主啊主啊
In our lips we can call him Lord Lord
但是主说凡是称呼我主啊主啊的人
But the Lord said those who call me Lord Lord
不能多进天国
They may not all enter into the heaven
不是说多不能进天国
Not all
乃是说不能多进天国
They may not all enter
有的人称呼主啊主啊能进去
Some of those who call Lord Lord they will enter
有的人说主啊主啊不能进去
And some who call Lord Lord they will not enter
分别在什么地方呢
What's the difference
那些称呼说主啊主啊的人
Those who call Lord Lord
他们也遵行父的旨意
They were doing the Father's will
他们就能进去
Then they can enter
有的人在那里称呼主啊主啊
And there are those who call Lord Lord
但是他们不遵行神的旨意
But they will not fulfilling God's will
这样的称呼不能叫他进到天国里去
and that kind of calling Lord Lord will not will not allow them to enter into the kingdom.
我们记得彼得曾做过这样的糊涂的事情。
We know Peter had done this thing.
他说主啊。
And he said, Lord.
万不可如此。
Do not do it.
因为我们的主在那里告诉他的门徒说。
Because the Lord told his disciples.
他要到耶路撒冷去。
He was going to Jerusalem.
他要被杀。
And he was to be crucified.
但是第三天要从死里复活。
And he will raise again on the third day.
彼得他就怎样呢？
And Peter, how was Peter's reaction?
他就抓住主说。
He took hold of the Lord.
主啊。
He said, Lord.
他称他为主。弟兄姊妹。许多的时候我们也是这样。
Oftentimes we are in the same way.
我们口里在那里说主啊主啊。
We call him Lord, Lord.
但是是在我们是主。
Actually, we are the Lord.
你得照我的意思来做。
You do it my way.
如果这样的话，
if that is the case,
那不能进到天国的里面。
We cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
有的人在那里奉主的名传道。
There are those who preach in the name of the Lord.
我们说传道岂不是侍奉神吗？
It's not preaching, serving the Lord.
但是主说，
But the Lord says,
甚至于奉他的名传道。
Even though you preach in his name.
有的时候乃是作恶。
Sometimes you are doing the evil.
因为什么呢？
Why?
他这个传道不是遵行神的旨意。
Because when he was preaching, he was not doing God's will.
他这个传道是为着他自己的荣耀。
When he was preaching, he was for his self-glorification.
我们可以奉主的名做许多的事情。
We can do many things in the name of the Lord.
可以赶鬼。
We can even drop out demons.
也许鬼也赶出去了。
And even the deaf demons were fearful of us.
可以医病。
We can heal people.
也许病也医好了。
And people were healed.
好像都是奉主的名做的。
And so everything.Were done in the name of the Lord.
这样岂不是侍奉神吗？
Isn't this serving the Lord?
但是主说，
But the Lord says,
你们这些作恶的人，
said, you evil workers,
离开我去吧，
depart from me.
我根本不承认你们。
I do not know you.
因为你们这样做不是照着我的旨意做。
Because what you do is not according to my will.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要记得侍奉神，
we have to know in serving God,
乃是侍奉神的旨意，
is serving God's will.
如果不是侍奉神的旨意算不得是非。
If we are not serving God's will, it does not count.
保罗他没有认识神的时候，
before,
主的时候，
before Paul knew the Lord,
他的名字叫做扫罗，
his name was Saul,
他也在那里侍奉神，
and he was also serving the Lord,
他照着犹太教的遗传来侍奉神，
he served according to the tradition of the Jewish people,
并且他的侍奉是很热诚的，
and even though his service was full of zeal,
他在那里逼迫信耶稣的人，
and he was there persecuting the people of God,
他以为他是在那里侍奉神，
and he thought he was serving God,
但是他所做的事，
actually what he was doing,
我们都知道那是抵挡神的，
he was against God,
乃是与神的旨意相反的，
he was opposing God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
所以我们今天在侍奉这件事情上，
so in this matter of service,
不是说你在那里为神做一件事就算了。
It's not that you just do things for God.
你必定要照着神的旨意来做。
You must do things according to His will.
我们有的时候这样的说。
Sometimes we say it this way.
为神做工和与神同工是完全不同的。
Doing for God and working with God are two different things.
有的时候我们替神做事。
And oftentimes we do for God.
我们好像在那里侍奉神。
We are serving Him.
但是这个与神同工是完全不同的。
There is a distinction between that and working with God.
多少的时候我们凭着自己的意思来替神做事。
Oftentimes we serve God according to our own will.
但是我们不是与神在那里同工。
But we were not co-working with him.
我们以为说，这样的做，应当神是悦纳的。
We assume we do it this way, he will be pleased.
根本我们也不祷告。
We never pray.
我们也不寻求神的旨意。
We never seek God's will.
我们认为这件事情是好的。
We assume it is good.
在我们来看是好的。
In our view, it is good.
是我们所喜欢的。
We ought to do it.
我们就去做了，
and we do it.
也奉主的名来做，
and we do it in the name of the Lord.
好像是为神而做，
as though we are doing it for him.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我这样替神做工，
this doing things for God,
许多的时候，
oftentimes,
当我们蒙光照的时候
we are enlightened,
我们就看见说
and we'll discover,
这些是草木和芥
all these are hay, wood and stubble,
但是如果我们与神同工的话
but if we co-work with God,
神有一个工作
God has a work,
我们去发现他的工作
we'll discover his work,
我们就来参与神的工作
and we enter into his work,
这样的工作
this kind of work,
这是金银宝石的工作
full of silver, gold and precious stone,
所以我们需要在这里看见
we must see,
我们要把身体献上当作活祭
therefore we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
为什么要把身体献上当作活祭呢
why we have to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
因为我们把身体献上的目的就是来遵行神的旨意
because when we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice is for the purpose of doing his will
我们记得我们的主在地上的时候
when the Lord was on this earth
圣经里头有预言
Bible has prophecy
在诗篇第四十篇里面
In Psalm 40
那是预言主耶稣在地上的生活
It is a prophecy of, of our Lord's life on this earth
在那里告诉我们说
It says there
燔祭或是罪祭是你所不喜悦的
Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire
你为我预备了一个身体
My, You prepare me a body
在诗篇四十篇里说你开通我的耳朵
Psalm 40 says my ears you have opened
但是到了希伯来书里面
But in the book of Hebrew
就说你为我预备了一个身体
You prepare a body for me
我来了
I come
乃是要遵行你的旨意
I come to do your will O God
你的律法刻在我的心上
Your law is within my heart
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
燔祭和所罪祭
burn offerings and sacrifices
这一个都是献给神的
all those things are to be offered
我们以为说燔祭和所罪祭乃是神所喜悦
we assume burn offerings and sacrifices are pleasing in God's sight
而我们在这里献祭神还不喜悦吗
we offer and he should be appreciated
而我们在那里替神做事吗
we do things for him
但是圣经告诉我们说
but the Bible tells us
燔祭和所罪祭神不喜悦
burn offerings and sacrifices he had no desire
神所要的是什么呢
what does he desire
神所要的是一个身体
what he desires is a body
这个身体做什么呢
what is this body for
这个身体就是来遵行神的旨意
this body is for the purpose of doing God's will
因为神的律法刻在我的心里头
because his law dwells within me
所以我知道神所喜悦的是什么
so I know what God is pleased
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
让我们记得
let's remember
侍奉神不是献祭而已
Serving God is not a matter of simply offering sacrifices
有的时候我们也要献祭
But yes, we do need to offer sacrifices
但是侍奉神不光是献祭的问题
But serving God is more than offering sacrifices
这侍奉神乃是把身体献上当作活祭
Serving God is offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
这样我们用我们的身体来遵行神的旨意
Therefore, we use our bodies to do God's will
一个没有把自己献上的人根本不能侍奉
An unconsecrated person cannot serve God
因为他的心意还没有更新而变化
Because his mind has not been renewed
一个没有把自己献给神的人
If you have not offered yourself to the Lord
他的心思还是老旧的心思
You still have your old mind
虽然我们是得救了
Even though you're saved
我们的灵是一个新的灵
Even though your spirit is alive
但是我们这个心思啊头脑还是那个老旧的头脑
And because you still have an old mind
所以如果我们要起来侍奉神的话
If we are to rise up and serve God
我们就照着我们老旧的思想来侍奉神
And we serve him with our old mentality
我们就随从这个世界上的那一种的方法来侍奉神
And we serve him according to the ways of the world
我们在那里采取这个人的方法来侍奉神
And we try to adopt human methods
我们用我们自己所认为好的来侍奉神
We think what we think is right and we use that to serve him
我们用我们天然的能力来侍奉神
We serve God with our natural strength
因为我们的心思还没有更新而变化
Because our mind has not been renewed
我们对于事情的看法
When we look at things
还是老旧的看法
We look at things in the old way
就是说与世界上人的看法没有不同
And we
world, but the way we look at things, it is no different from the people of the world.
我们知道今天在基督徒的中间
，Among God's people today，
有许多实在是得救的人。
There are many that are saved。
嗯，但是而且他们也是热心的服侍神。
And they are there zealously serving the Lord。
但是他们的心思啊，没有更新而变化。
But their minds have not been renewed。
所以你看他们的侍奉
，You look at their service，
都是照着自己的意思。
They serve according to their own will.
用自己天然的能力。
They use their natural strength.
采取世界的方法。
They adopt the methods of the world.
他们这样来侍奉神。
This is how they serve God.
这样的侍奉结果是什么呢？
What is the consequence of this type of service?
结果是侍奉他们自己。
In the end, they were serving themselves.
他们在侍奉自己的时候
，when they were serving themselves,
不知不觉就是侍奉了那撒旦。
Unconsciously, they were serving Satan.
所以这是一个很严重的一件事情。
This is a very, very important matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
如果我们有心要侍奉的话
，if we have a heart to serve God,
第一件事
，first,
你必须要把你的身体献上当作活祭。
You must offer your body as a living sacrifice.
你这样的献上就产生一个结果。
When you offer your bodies, there is a result.
所以在罗马十二章第二节这么说。
Romans 2 tells us,
不要效法这个世界
Do not conform to this world.
只要心意更新而变化
And by be transformed and with, by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹你在这句话就看见了
For instance, in this verse we see,
一个心思啊没有更新而变化的人
The one whoWhose mind have not been renewed,
他必定是效法这个世界。
He is natural for him to conform to the world.
你知道效法世界在原文里头的意思
This word conform to the world,
乃是世界像个模型一样。
Word is a model.
世界像一个模型一样。
The world is like a mold.
那么把你自己挤在这个模型的里面。
It squeezes you into that mold.
这一个叫做效法世界。
That means conforming to the world.
比方说世界上忽然巴黎有一个新的服装出来了。
Assuming there is a new fashion we discover in Paris.
那么马上你看见人都挤在那一个模型里头去了。
Everybody is following that fashion.
就是要出时髦了。
They want to be modern.
你怎么样都要把你自己挤进去
了 into that mold.
这一个就圣经所说的效法世界
this what Bible means by conforming to the world.
因为这样我们就很潮流了
And in this way we are very current.
我们就得做人的称赞了
we have the approval of man.
我们也讨人的喜悦了
we are accepted by them.
做一个没有奉献的人
so a person who is not consecrated,
他必定是效法这个世界
he cannot helpBut he is conforming to the world.
他不会查验神的旨意。
He cannot prove God's will.
他对神的旨意是很怕很怕的。
He is afraid of God's will.
我记得有的青年人这样的说。
I know some young people they put it this way.
他说，凡是与我相反的，就是神的旨意。
He said, everything that's contrary to me is God's will.
所以他也不敢寻求神的旨意。
And so they're afraid to seek God's will.
神的旨意对于一个没有奉献的人是可怕的一件事情。
God's will is something to an unconsecrated life is something to be feared.
你不愿意去查验他。
You don't want to prove His will.
你也不愿意去懂他。
You don't want to understand His will.
更不愿意去进。
And above all, you do not want to experience God's will.
一个没有奉献的人就是这样的一个。
That is the picture of a person who is not consecrated.
对一个没有把身体献上的人。
So a person who is not consecrated,
他是绝对不能侍奉神。
He absolutely cannot serve God.
就是他在哪里侍奉的话。
Even though he tried to serve,
那是照着这个世界的模型来侍奉神。
He served in the fashion of the world.
这样
this way,
的侍奉是神所不能接受的
This kind of service God cannot accept
我们的心意要更新而变。
Our minds must be renewed.
我们的心意怎么能更新呢？
How can our minds be renewed?
那就是说，
That is to say,
你对于事物的看法，
It's how you view things.
你对于事情的估计，
How you evaluate things.
你觉得这是宝贝的，那是粪土。
And you, whether it's something valuable or something that is rubbish.
你这个心思里面你的想法，
It's how you think.
你的看法。
How you look at things.
这个一定要变化。
That has to be changed.
那这个变化从何而来呢？
How can we change this view, way of thinking?
乃是从讲身体献上当作活祭来。
It can be changed because you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
因为你把你的身体献上之后，
After you offer your body as a living sacrifice,
圣灵他就变化你的心思。
The Holy Spirit began to do the work of transformation.
你知道我们不能变化我们自己。
You know we cannot change ourselves.
我们换汤不换药。
We can change the water, but we cannot change the ingredient.
没有办法换的。
We cannot change.
这个变化是圣灵的工作。
The changing work is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵在我们身上不能工作。
But the Holy Spirit cannot work.
除非我们把身体献上当作活祭。
Unless we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
因为我们的神是尊重我们人格的。
Because God respects our personality.
他绝对不能抹杀我们的人格。
Not kill or destroy our individuality.
他从来不勉强我们。
He will not force us.
如果你不把自己献上，
But if you will not offer yourself,
你说神啊，
You say God,
我这个人是属于你的。
You say I belong to you.
愿你的旨意成功。
May your will be done.
我不要自己的意思。
I do not want my own will.
我要你的旨意。
I want your will.
圣灵就做工了。
God, Holy Spirit,
他就把你的心思就更新而变化。
And he will begin to do the work of transformation.
奇妙的是。
You're wonderful.
你越把自己献上，
the more you give yourself to him,
你的看法完全改变了。
Your views about things you change.
从前你认为最宝贝的，
those you think, things you thought they were very precious to you,
现在你看作粪土一样。
And now you look, they were nothing to you.
弟兄姊妹，有什么人喜欢粪土呢？
Anybody want any garbage?
我们都要丢弃粪土。
We will throw all the garbage.
那么你看它像粪土一样，你当然不要它了。
When you look at things as though they were garbage, of course you don't want them.
所以今天你看见这个不是勉强的事情。
This is not something that God wants to force upon us.
保罗在腓立比第三章里面，
Paul in Philippians 3 he told us,
他告诉我们他从前是怎样的人。
He told us what kind of person he was.
这些都是他可以夸耀的事情。
Those things he could boast.
他是一个道地的犹太人。
He was a Pharisee.
道地的犹太人。
He was a moral Jew, ethical Jew,
pure Jew,
a pure Jew.
并且他是一个法利赛人。
And he was a Pharisee.
他是热心的一个人。
And he was very zealous.
这些都是他从前认为宝贵的。
And those things he deemed them as very precious.
但是当他在大马士路上被主遇见的时候，
But when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus,
当他把自己完全降服于主的时候，
And when he surrendered himself fully to the Lord,
他说主啊，
He said, Lord,
你要我做什么？
What you want me to do?
我这个人是属于你的了。
Now I belong to you.
现在是你的意思了。
Now it's your will.
他的心思就更新而变化。
Then his mind was changed.
他说，我从前认为这些宝贝的东西，
Is it those things I deemed good and precious?
我现在把它当作粪土一样。
I look at them as though they were refuge.
保罗丢弃这些事情并不为难。
He threw all the things was not easy for Paul.
因为这些是粪土嘛。
Because those were refuge.
如果你还当它宝贝的话，
If you look at them as though something precious,
那要你丢弃这些事就要你的命了。
If you throw those away, you have to take your life.
但是今天神要你丢弃的是粪土，你愿意不愿意丢弃呢？
Today God wants you to throw away the refuge. Are you willing to do it?
但是你是不是看它是粪土呢？
Do you look at them as though they are refuge?
保罗就看他过去的这些都是粪土。
Paul looked at his past as though they were piled of garbage.
他说我把一切都看作粪土一样。
He said, I look at everything as garbage.
现在我的心是更新而变化。
Because now my thought, my mind is renewed.
我也认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
He said, my Jesus is the most important person in my life.
主是我的宝贝。
He is my most precious thing.
所以你看, 保罗就竭力地追求主。
And therefore Paul was pressing on toward Christ.
他为着主不顾一切。
Because of Christ, he do not care about anything. Apart from Christ, he had nothing else. He was there proving what's good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. In Paul's life, God's will is the best. Because God is good. God's will is perfect.
因为神是完全的,
because God is perfect.
神的旨意是可喜悦,
God is, will is acceptable.
不是可怕的,
it's not something to be feared.
那是你可以喜欢的,
and it's something that you love to.
因为他爱神的缘故,
because his love for God.
所以神的旨意就变成可爱的,
therefore God's will become something very lovely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做查验呢?
What does it mean by proving?
查验的意思就是说,
proving means
你一面能明白它,
on one side you will understand,
你另一面去经历它,
on the other hand you experience it.
啊, 神的旨意是可以明白的,
God's will can be known by us.
不但要明白, 还要去经历神的旨意,
not only we can, it can be known, but we can also experience it.
当你明白而经历出来的时候,
after we know God's will and experience God's will,
你就发现神的旨意是善良成全可喜悦,
and we will discover God's word is good, perfect, and acceptable.
我不知道弟兄姊妹,
I don't know, brothers and sisters,
你有没有看见这些的事情?
Do you see this thing?
让我们记得,
this remember,
四分神乃是四分神的旨意,
serving God is serving God's will.
如果你在神的旨意里做事, 这是四分神,
if you do things in God's will, that is service.
如果你不在神的旨意里, 四分, 这个算不得四分,
if you're not doing God's, if you're not serving God's will, there's no work to be considered.
当然我昨天已经提过了,
yesterday I mentioned,
我们这个奉献不是一劳永逸的事情,
we mentioned that this consecration is not once for all.
我们需要天天在主面前献上,
every day we must renew our consecration.
因为奉献像燔祭一样,
because consecration is like burnt offering.
你要早晨献一个牛羊,
in the morning you offer a lamb,
到了晚上你又再加上一个,
in the evening you offer another lamb.
这个燔祭的火是昼夜不息的,
the fire of burnt offering continues burn.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你在三年前奉献过了,
3 years ago you consecrated yourself.
你今天是不是还活在奉献的里面?
Are you living in that consecrated life?
如果你不活在奉献的里面,
if you're not living a consecrated life,
你看你的心思啊, 还会回头到老旧的心思里头去,
you'll discover your, old, your new mind will turn back into the old mind.
你记得大卫的故事,
you know the story of David.
大卫是一个, 认识神的人,
David was a person who knows God.
他是后生信义的人,
he's one who after God's own heart.
但是大卫有的时候也做糊涂的事情,
and sometimes Paul, David did commit sin.
他怎么会做这样糊涂的事情呢?
How can he do foolish things?
他有心要把神的幽柜啊运到这个大卫的城来,
he has a desire to bring the ark of God's covenant into Jerusalem.
这是一件好的事情,
that is a good thing.
但是你看他没有寻求神的旨意,
he was not seeking God's will.
他与他的将军啊商量,
he consulted with his commanders.
这些将军啊只会打仗, 他不懂得这个属灵的事情,
and all his commanders and soldiers, all they know is fighting war.
他们就定位了,
and they decide,
我们要把这个幽柜用来,
when we bring the Ark of the Covenant,
那怎么用法呢?
How can we bring it back?
哎呀, 非利士人把幽柜送回来的时候,
and when the Philistines, when they brought back the Ark,
他们把幽柜放在一个新的牛车的上面,
they brought back the Ark on a new car,
用牛来拉着走,
it was pulled by Ark,
这样很方便,
it's very convenient,
也很轻松,
it's easy for us,
这个很好的办法,
it's a new good method.
所以大卫就采取这个世界的办法,
and so therefore David adopted the world, the method of the world.
结果呢?
In the end,
我们看见,
we discover,
这是神所不许可的事情,
that was not what God was pleased,
所以就创了大祸了,
and there was something that happened.
这个就是表明说就是一个奉献的人。
Even though a person who was consecrated,
如果不是天天活在神的面前，
if you're not living a consecrated life daily,
我们很有可能还能回到老旧的里面去。
We can often drift back to the old ways.
所以我们的奉献乃是天天的事情。
So there, our offering is a daily offering.
侍奉神是侍奉神的旨意。
Serving God is serving God's will.
所以我们要知道什么是神的旨意。
So we must discover what is God's will.
你不要还没有知道神的旨意，你就东奔西跑了。
Do not before you discover God's will, run around serving Him.
你想想看，如果你家里有一个工人。
Assume you have a servant in your house.
他还没有听完你吩咐他要做。
Before you give that person instruction,
还没有听完。
Before he completely heard your instruction,
他人已经跑掉了。
He's already disappeared.
他在那里做他认为应当做的事情。
And he began to do things assuming that's what you want him to do.
这样的工人恐怕今天晚上你就要请他回家了。
If this is the kind of servant, probably you will fire him this evening.
我们今天要侍奉神，要明白神的旨意。
If we are to serve God first, we must to know God's will.
但是很奇妙的事情。
But wonderful.
在罗马十二章第二节里面。
In Romans 12:2,
他说你们要查验。
You must prove.
何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
What is good, perfect, acceptable will of God.
但是这个旨意啊。
But this will,
在原文的里面是单数。
In the original, is singular.
很可惜在我们中文的里面。
It's unfortunately in our Chinese translation.
在我们中文的文法里面。
In our Chinese grammar.
我们这个字句的本身啊，没有多数单数的。
Because in our Chinese words, we have no singular and plural words.
我们要加上一点来形容它的。
So we have to add characters to describe.
但是这一个旨意啊，在原文里头是单数的。
But in the original, this will is.
神的旨意只有一个。
God has but one will.
哎呀，在我们的思想里面。
In our thinking,
神的旨意真是千千万万。
We think God has hundreds and hundreds of wills.
我们有的时候，我们说要寻求神的旨意。
Sometimes we say we want to seek God's will.
怎么寻求呢？
How do we seek God's will?
我们说我不知道，我该到哪一个学校里去念书。
I don't know which school I should go.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I will seek God's will.
我不知道我该到哪里去做事。
I didn't know why I should seek employment.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I seek God's will.
我不知道我应该娶哪一位做我的太太。
I do not know which sister I should take as my wife.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I'll seek God's will.
那这是好的基督徒了。
He's a very good Christian.
不好的基督徒根本也不寻求神的旨意。
A Christian, he will not seek God's will.
他喜欢谁就娶谁了。
If he likes a person, he will marry that person.
喜欢做什么就做什么。
Whatever he wants to do, he will do.
哎呀，感谢主。
But praise God.
今天我们是属于神的人。
Because we belong to him.
我们要寻求神的旨意。
We will seek his will.
所以我们祷告。
Therefore we pray.
要寻求神的旨意。
We pray to seek God's will.
但是有一个难处。
But there's one problem.
我常常碰到青年的弟兄姊妹。
I often meet young brothers and sisters.
来问我说。
They come and ask.
我们怎样能明白神的旨意呢？
How do we know God's will?
好像这是世界上最难的一件事情。
It is one of the most difficult things they face.
好像神要把他的旨意隐藏起来。
As though God is hiding himself.
那我一直在那里寻找寻找。
And I keep seeking and seeking.
结果我把这个门推开了。
And then I push the door.
那我知道神的旨意。
And I now find no God.
好像神的旨意非常的难。
As though it's very difficult.
千千万万。
There are thousands of them.
我们在一切的事情上要寻求神的旨意。
We have to seek God's will in everything.
我想没有人到一个这样的地步啊。
你
在吃饭的时候
when you eat,
你吃完了一碗饭
you
你要寻求神的旨意
you seek God's will.
要不要吃第二碗饭
Should I eat the second bowl, right?
这个寻求神的旨意就非常为难了
And that would be more difficult life
那么怎么能寻求神的旨意呢
How should we seek God's will?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
有一个秘诀
There is one secret.
如果你能知道神那一个旨意的话
You know that one will of God.
那个超包罗一切的神的旨意的
That will includes all his other wills
这样以后要明白神的旨意很容易
And from that moment on it will be easy for you to discover God's will
今天在神的儿女中的困难
The problem we face as God's people
我们对于神的旨意都是零零碎碎的
We look at God's will as fragments
老实说
Honestly
你在那里寻求神的旨意，实在都是为着你自己。
When you seek God's will, actually you are seeking your own will. actually you are it for yourself.
今天我们需要看见人那一个善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Today we must discover that which is good, perfect, acceptable will of God.
这一个旨意究竟是什么呢？
What is this will of God?
在罗马十二章就告诉我们。
In Romans 12 we are told.
到了第五节的里面
When it comes to verse 5,
他这里怎么说呢
How does it put there?
罗马十二章第五节
Romans 12 verse 5
正我们这许多人在基督里成为一生互相联络做肢体也是如此
So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another.
罗马十二章第一节将身体献上当作活祭。
Verse 1 of Romans 12 it says about offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这个身体在原文里头是多数的。
This word body in the original is bodies. Plural.
因为你有你的身体，我有我的身体。
Because you have your body and I have my body.
我不能代替你把身体献上。
I cannot offer your body as sacrifice for you.
你必须要自动地把你的身体献上。
You must be willingly offer your body as a sacrifice.
我也要自动地把我的身体献上。
I must be willingly offer myself up as a living sacrifice.
所以这个身体是多数的。
So here we have this plural body.
但是奇妙的事情就在这里。
But the most wonderful thing is
right here. 我们把我们这许多人的身体都献上给主的时候。
When we all offer all these bodies, our bodies to the Lord.
主就变化我们的心思
and God began to change and renew our mind
就开我们的眼睛
He opened our eyes
叫我们看见一个单的身体
and He allowed us to see this one body
因为罗马十二章第五节的身体是一个身体是单数的
because the body in verse 5 of Romans 12 is singular is one body
我们这许多的人把我们的身体献上
we so manyWe offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
神就给我们看见
God permits us to see.
我们乃是一个身体
We are one body.
我们是互相联络做肢体
We are individually members one another.
你知道什么是神那一个善良成全可喜悦的旨意呢
Now, do we know what is that?Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
我们知道神那个旨意都是为着他的儿子。
We know that will is for his son.
他要为着他的儿子预备一个身体。
He is preparing for his son a body.
他要他的儿子做手。
He wants his son to be the head.
他要他的儿子得做他的教会，做他的身体。
He wants his son to have the church as his body
叫他所充满的可以充满在这个身体里面
that his, all his fullness can fill the body of Christ
他要把他儿子的丰富啊都充满在这个身体里面
he wants to fill the church the body with all his fullness
叫这个身体能成为他的配偶
so that this body can become his helpmeet
不但是配啊并且能帮助
and not only companion but to help him
我们知道要做主的这个心腹啊、
to be the Lord's bride
一面你要配的、
we have to be a match
这个配就是性格的建造、
this matching this is matter of character
我们的主头怎样
How, whatever the head is like
这个身体也怎样
and so should the body
头里面的性格
all the characters in the head
变成身体的性格
becomes the characters of the body
头的丰富
all the fullness in the head
就充满在身体的里面
and becomes the fullness of
the body 这样我们就与它配了
and therefore we can be one
这是圣灵
that is spirit
这样配了之后
after we can be one
就可以做他的帮手了
and we can be his helpmate
这是侍奉
That is
我们就可以来侍奉他
we can serve him.
所以什么是神那个旨意呢
so what is that God's will?
就是基督的身体
It's the body of Christ.
为做神的儿子
for God's children
神要 这座为着他的儿子预备一个身体。
For his son, he wants him to have a body.
基督的身体。
The body of Christ.
奥秘的身体。
The body of mystery.
团体的身体。
The corporate body.
这个就是神那个善良、成全、可喜悦的。
This is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们每一个信主的人。
We, those who believe in the Lord.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
We, those who've been saved by His grace.
我们都是基督身体里头一个肢体。
We are a member of the body of Christ.
当你得救的时候。
After you say,
不但主把他的生命赐给了你。
The Lord gave His life to you.
并且他也借着圣灵把你进到一个身体的里面去。
And He also, through the Spirit, baptized you into the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个蒙得救的人都在基督的身体里面。
And therefore, all of us are in the body of Christ.
这个是安卓我们主在十字架上为我们成功的工作。
And this is based on what the Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
但是我们虽然在身体的里面
Even though we are in the body,
我们却看不见身体
But we do not see the body.
我们也没有活在身体的里面
Because we will not live, we do not live in the body.
今天许多神的儿女
Many of God's people,
按照真理来说
as far as truth is concerned,
按照基督在十字架上的工作来说
as far as what the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross,
所有蒙恩得救的人都在基督的身体里
All those who believe in Christ, they are the body of Christ.
但是可怜
But unfortunately,
今天大部分的弟兄姊妹
But most brothers and sisters,
他根本看不见身体
But they do not see the body.
他说身体在哪里
Where is the body?
基督的身体在哪里
Where is the body of Christ?
他不但没有看见
They not only did not see
他也没有活在身体的生活里头
And they were not living in the good of the body.
他是那里过那个单独的基督徒
And they live as an individual.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
原因在什么地方
The reasons, why is the reason?
因为他没有把他的身体献上当作活祭。
And the reason is that because they did not give themselves, offer themselves as a living sacrifice.
你把你的身体献上当作活祭了。
When you consecrate yourself as a living sacrifice,
神就要开你的眼睛。
God will open your eyes.
叫你看见基督的身体。
Then you will see the body of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。基督的身体是一个奥秘。
The body of Christ is a mystery.
我们都知道基督的身体不是一个这个组织。
The body of Christ is not an organization.
乃是一个 organism 有机体。
It is organic.
我们知道基督的身体不是一种的律法规条。
We know the body of Christ is not a rules and regulation.
乃是生命的灵。
But it is life.
基督的身体不是外面的一种的形式。
The body of Christ is not external thing.
乃是里面的那个属灵的实际。
That is inward reality.
我们今天属于主的人。
We, those who belong to the Lord.
我们在基督的身体里面做一个肢体。
We are members of the body of Christ.
我们要互相联络来做肢体。
We must function together.
我们一面领受这个头基督一切的丰富。
On one hand, we receive the fullness from the head.
另一面，我们与这一位的头同工来做神的工作。
Also, we head we work together.
虽然我们每一个肢体的功能不同。
Even though we have different functions.
但是我们的目的都是一个。
But we have one common goal.
我们的目的乃是要建立。基督的身体。
Our purpose, our goal is to build up the body of Christ.
你记得主耶稣在地上的时候曾这样的说。
The Lord said this once when he was on the earth.
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
He said, I'll build my church upon this rock.
阴府的权势不能胜过他。
The gates of Hades cannot prevail against it.
教会是属于谁的呢？
Who, church belongs to who?
教会不是属于你，也不是属于我的。
Church does not belong to you. Church does not belong to me.
就是说，我要建造我的教会。
The Lord Himself said, "I will build my church."
这一个身体是基督的身体。
This body is the body of Christ.
不是你的身体，也不是我的身体。
It's not your body. It's not my body.
所以我们要看见说，教会乃是基属于基督的。
And so we see.Church belongs to Christ.
不但是属于基督的。
Not only belongs to Christ.
并且是基督自己要建造。
It is something that Christ himself will build it up.
他自己的生命在我们每一个肢体的里面。
It's his life through each individual member.
来建造这个身体。
And he builds the body up.
叫这个身体能配与主相配。
And so this body can agree with the head.
等到这个身体长大成人的时候。
And when this body grow and mature.
满有基督长成身量的时候。
Full of his stature.
主就要来借这个身体来做他的心腹。
And then Christ will return and take this body to be his bride.
那个时候我们要永永远远与他同在。
And from that moment on, we'll be with him forever.
并且永永远远与他一同治理。
And we'll rule with him in the ages to come.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫做侍奉神呢
What does it mean to serve God?
侍奉神乃是建造基督的身体。
Serving God is building the body of Christ.
因为这一个是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
我们在这里要侍奉神的话
Here, if we want to serve God,
我们不是光是在那里做一点工作就完了。
We cannot just merely doing things.
我们不是光在那里传福音就完了。
It's not just a matter of preaching gospel.
不错，我们要传福音。
It's true, we must preach gospel.
但是为什么要传福音呢
？Why we preach the gospel?
乃是要建造基督的身体。
We preach gospel to build the body of Christ.
为基督的身体来预备材料。
We prepare material for the body of Christ.
我们今天在那里要造就弟兄姊妹。
Why we edify brothers and sisters?
为什么呢
？Why?
不是为着造就弟兄姊妹。
Not just for edification alone.
乃是要弟兄姊妹生量能长大。
So that we may grow.
叫基督的身体能被建立起来。
So the Christ can be built in us.
所以你要看见说。
So, brothers and sisters,
如果你看见侍奉神乃是建造基督的身体。
If you see serving God is building the body of Christ,
并不是建造你的工作。
It's not building up your own work.
今天有许多的人在那里建造他自己的工作。
Today, many are serving their own work.
他的工作发达了。
Their work expands.
他的工作成功了。
Their work success.
但是结果呢
？But in the end,
他的工作成为他自己的国度。
And their work becomes their kingdom.
许多的人在建造自己的国度。
Many are establishing their own kingdom.
不是建造神的国度。
They are not establishing God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天无论做什么
No matter what we do,
我们都要为做建造基督的身体。
We must do it for the body of Christ.
你看保罗
You know Paul,
他一生的侍奉
his whole life ministry,
他在那里侍奉神
he served God,
他在那里建造基督的身体
he built the body of Christ.
比方说哥罗西第一章第二十四节
For example, Colossians 1:24,
他说我为着基督的身体
Is it for Christ's sake?
为着教会
for church's sake?
为着基督的身体
For the body of Christ?
我在我的身上要补满这个基督患难的缺欠
I want to make God the affliction of Christ.
我虽然为着你们受苦
He said, I suffer for you.
我心里却是欢喜
But I rejoice.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你再看加拉太书第四章
When you go into Galatians 4,
十九节
9,
他说小子们啊
He said, my little children,
我为着你们
for you,
要再受生产之难的苦
Again, I go through the travailing.
只等到基督能成形在你们里面
Until Christ is fully forming you.
你如果看哥林多后书十二章
If you look into 2 Corinthians 12
你也看见同样的事情
You see the similar thing
十一章
11
你也看见同样的事情
We see the same thing
他说不但有这些外面的事情
He said there are so many things out there
还有教会天天压在我的心上
The master's church is always in my heart
所以你看保罗他在哪里侍奉神的时候
As Paul was serving God,
他是在那里建立基督的身体。
He was there building the body.
他不是建立保罗的国度。
He was not building his own kingdom.
他不是建立他保罗的工作。
He was not doing his own work.
他是建立基督的身体。
He was building the body.
如果基督的身体能被建立起来
，If the body of Christ can be built up,
他就是吃点苦，他也是欢喜。
If I have to suffer, I'm willing to do it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神的面前
，As we sit here before God.
有没有看见
？Do we see?
我们在这里侍奉神。
We are serving God.
是不是在那里建立基督的身体
？Are we there building the body of Christ?
基督的身体是一个奥秘。
The body of Christ is a mystery.
因为它是一个奥秘。
Because Christ is a mystery.
所以人如果没有启示的话，不能彻透这个奥秘。
If you do not have revelation, you cannot see this mystery.
因此保罗他就祷告
Therefore, Paul prayed.
他说愿这一位荣耀的父
He said, May the God of glory
赐给你们智慧和启示的灵
Give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding
叫你们真知道神
That you may know God
并且照明你们心中的眼睛
That you may enlighten the eyes of your heart
叫你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望
That you may know his calling, the hope of his calling
他在深处中的基业是何等的丰富
And what are the riches of his glorious and
你人身上所运行的大能大力是何等的浩大
And what is the exceeding greatness his power towards us who believe
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一切属灵的事情都需要启示
All spiritual matters need revelation.
如果没有启示的话
If there's no revelation,
你就是用你的头脑来领会它
If you try to use your own mind to understand,
这个不过是道理而已
It will become just a mere doctrine.
不会成为属灵的实际
It will not be a spiritual reality.
所以我们知道在属灵的事情上
So when it comes to this spiritual matter,
我们实在是束手无策我们没有办法
We are so hopeless.
我们必须要仰望主的启示。
We must seek God to reveal to us.
感谢我们的神。
Praise our God.
他是乐意启示的神。
Because he delights to reveal himself.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
He delights to reveal his son in our heart.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
就把这个奥秘启示在我们的灵里面
The Holy Spirit revealed this mystery in our spirit
在我们灵里面我们有所看见
In our spirit we see something
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
基督的身体
The body of Christ
需要在你灵里头看见
We have to see it in the spirit
而不是你听见人讲基督的身体
It's not when you hear somebody speak about the body of Christ
好所有信主的人都在基督身体里头
It's true we are all in the body of Christ
我也在基督身体里头
I'm also in the body of Christ
我懂了
I understand
你懂是懂了
Yes, you understand
但是你有没有看见这个身体呢
But do you see this body?
你看见弟兄姊妹的时候
When you look at your brothers and sisters
你有没有看见身体呢
Do you see the body?
你我说看见弟兄姊妹的时候
or maybe you look at your brothers and sisters
这个弟兄也看不上
And he's not quite up to your measure
那个姊妹也看不准
And that one you do not She's also not measured up to your
measure 你所看见的弟兄姊妹都是亚当
And what you see in your brothers and sisters is all Adam.
你没有看见基督的身体。
You do not see Christ.
所以你没有办法爱他们。
So you cannot love them.
你自己有没有活在基督身体里呢
？Do you live in the body of Christ?
你是不是觉得你需要弟兄姊妹
？Do you feel you are in need of your brothers and sisters?
或者你觉得你太属灵了
？Or you think you're so spiritual?
你是高高在上。
You are so up above.
弟兄姊妹都在你下面。
All the brothers are down there.
你只好单枪匹马了。You have to go alone.
Oh, you have to go alone. You by yourself.
所以什么都是你英雄。
So it's all yourself.
哎呀，我听见有的人在那里讲。
And we heard some people put it this way.
他讲的时候很高兴。
And when they say they're so self-pleasing.
他说我在这个世界上。
He said, on this earth.
只有主与我。
Only Christ in me.
只有主与我。
Only the Lord in myself.
哎呀，真属灵哦。
Very spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
他没有看见基督的身体
He did not see the body of Christ
你的肢体在哪里？
Where are the members of the body?
你不是身体啊。
You are not the body.
你不过是身体中的一个肢体。
You are but a member of that body.
你有没有看见你自己的不完全？
Do you see your incompleteness?
你有没有看见你需要你的弟兄姊妹？
Do you see your need of brothers and sisters?
你不但需要主。
You not only need the Lord.
你也需要弟兄姊妹。
You also need your brothers and sisters.
你有没有看见？
Do you see that?
你是不是活在身体的里面？
Do you live in the body of Christ?
这个需要启示。
That we need revelation.
所以保罗就祷告。
And Paul prayed.
求神给他们智慧和启示。
That the Lord will give them the spirit of revelation.
在灵里头能看见。
In their spirit they will see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你灵里看见之后，
When you see in the spirit,
然后光要照在你的心思的上面，
then God will enlighten you.
在心思的里面，
in your thought life, he will enlighten
you. 你就开始明白了。
Then you become to
understand. 你明白神的恩召何等的指望。
Then you know the hope of his calling.
神在这个圣徒中得的基业何等的丰富。
And the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在我们身上运行的能力是何等的好大。
And the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe.
你就要看见基督的丰富都要进到身体的里面。
You see the fullness of the head wants to go into the body.
而这个身体与头配合起来。
And the body and the head are joined together.
来完成。神的旨意
to complete God's will.
这是一件何等荣耀的事。
It is glorious.
这个需要在灵里头看。
This we need to see in the spirit.
如果我们到神的面前去祷告，
If we pray before God,
我们去寻求，
If we seek,
他必定要把这个启示赐给我们。
He will give us this revelation.
你知道保罗在罗马第一章第九节怎么说呢？
In Romans 12:9,
第一章第九节。
Romans 1:9,
他说我用心灵所侍奉的。
He said, the God I serve in my spirit.
我们侍奉神是从灵里头来。
When we serve God, is serving from our spirit.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
你侍奉神不能用你的头脑来侍奉的。
You serve God cannot rely on your mind.
你要用你的灵来侍奉。
You must serve God in your spirit.
在灵里面，你先接受了启示。
In the spirit, first you receive revelation.
然后在你的心思里面把它翻译出来。
And then you understand in your mind and interpret in your mind.
这样你就能起来侍奉。
Then you can begin to serve God.
但是必须先在灵里面。
But first must take place in the spirit.
灵里有所看见，
you must see in the spirit.
然后起来侍奉。
Then you serve.
所以我们知道，
Francis, do we understand?
今天在地上的侍奉有两种不同的侍奉。
Today there are two kinds of services on this earth.
有的侍奉是灵的侍奉。
There are those that serve spiritually, spiritual service.
有的侍奉乃是遗传的侍奉。
There are others serve according to tradition.
没有启示的人。
Without revelation,
他的侍奉是根据遗传来侍奉。
His service is according to tradition.
什么叫做遗传呢？
What do you mean by tradition?
遗传就是从上代传下来的。
Tradition means what comes down to us from the previous generation.
也许上一代的弟兄姊妹，
the past generation brothers and sisters,
他们在神面前是得到启示了。
They have received revelation.
他们看见了基督的身体。
They see the body of Christ.
他们也起来建造基督的身体。
And they rise up and build the body of Christ.
他们为基督的身体出代价。
And they sacrifice for the body of Christ.
他们为基督的身体受苦。
And they suffer for the body of Christ.
那么我们呢？
And how about us?
我们是第二代的人。
We are the second generation.
我们就听见这些的道理了。
We hear all this teaching.
我们就看见他们的做法了。
We look at their ways of doing things.
我们就接受了这些的东西。
We accept all those things.
这些东西在他们那是活的。
Those things with them were living.
而是在灵里头的东西。
With them were in the spirit.
但是当我们从外面来领受之后，
but when you receive them externally,
如果我们里面没有启示的话，
but if there's no inward revelation,
我们所得着的是遗传。
All that we receive is mere tradition.
现在我们就照着遗传来侍奉。
And therefore we serve according to tradition.
他们祷告是这样祷告。
How they pray?
他们祷告的时候那一种的味道是这种味道。
And the flavor of their prayer,
我们也学了这个味道。
We learn how the way they pray.
他们聚会是那个样子的。
And the way they meet, they do it in such a way.
那么我们也照样来做。
And we copy.
在他们是活的。
How they live?
他在他们是活的。
Oh, what is alive with them?
但是在我们呢
？But comes to us?
我们是死的。
It becomes dead.
变成遗传。
And becomes tradition.
我们没有自己与神发生关系。
We do not have a direct encounter with God.
这个不是生命的东西。
It is not of life.
这是道理的东西。
It is matter of teaching.
这个道理是正确的。
Teaching was correct.
如果道理不正确，那更坏了。
If teaching is not correct, that's even worse.
但是这个道理是正确的。
But the teaching was correct.
就是道理是正确的。
Even though the teaching was correct.
如果没有启示的话
if there's no revelation,
这个就变成死的东西。
It becomes something dead.
所以结果怎样呢？
And the consequence?
结果慢慢就变成一个组织了。
And then gradually we become an organization.
因为里面没有生命。
Because there's no life.
你一定要有组织来支持它。
And therefore you need to organize to support it.
如果里面也没有生命，外面也没有组织，那就完了。
If there's no life and there's no organization, you're finished.
今天有许多基督教的团体，就是基督组织来维持下去。
There are many Christian groups that exist because of organization.
因为没有组织就完了。
If there's no organization, there.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
这是遗传的事。
That is service according to tradition.
遗传的事情是神所弃绝的。
Tradition service according to tradition is what God rejected.
在神的面前没有属灵的价值。
In God's sight, there is no spiritual value.
在人的面前可能成功。
As though in man's sight, you are success.
但是这是建立你自己的国度。
But you are building your own kingdom.
神的国度得不着益处。
God's kingdom did not receive any benefit.
我们需要在我们心里的深处恨恶这种的事。
We must in our heart hate this kind of work.
就是说。求神怜悯我
means God be merciful with us
叫我不用遗传来侍奉神
so that we will not serve him according to tradition
我们不要去批评人
we are not criticizing people
我们应当审判我们自己
we have to judge ourselves
亲爱的弟兄姊妹神所要的侍奉是灵里面的侍奉
God, the service that God wants is serving him in the spirit
因为只有灵里的侍奉乃是生命的侍奉
only service in the spirit is a service out of life
因为侍奉是顺服侍奉神的旨意
It's because service is simply doing God's will
所以你看见在侍奉的上面耳朵非常的重要
So for instance, in this matter of serving, ear is very very important
在撒母耳记上十五章
In Samuel 1:15
撒母耳对扫罗说
Samuel said to Saul
神岂喜悦燔祭和赎罪祭呢
Does God desire burnt offerings and sacrifices?
过于他喜悦人听他的话呢
More than you take heed his word
听命胜于献祭
Take heedis better than sacrifice.
顺服是胜于供养的自由。
Obey, take heed, is better than the fat of ram.
为什么原因呢
?Why?
这就告诉我们侍奉是侍奉神的旨意。
Because it says serving is serving God's will.
你要侍奉神的旨意你必定是要听神的话。
If you want to serve God's will, you must listen to his word.
如果你还没有听见你已经做了。
Before you hear his word and you began to work,
那么你做是替谁做的
So who are you working for?
我们的主在地上的时候
Our Lord when he was on earth,
在以赛亚五十章里面
In Isaiah 50,
有这样的一个预言
It was prophesied to him,
以赛亚五十章第四节第五节
Isaiah 50 verse 4
主耶和华是我受教者的石头是我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人主每早晨提醒我的耳朵使我能听像受教者一样主耶和华开通我的耳朵我并没有违背也没有退后
The Lord God has given me the tongue of a learnerthat I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as a learner. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. nor did I turn away. Look at Deuteronomy.
我们看见一个终身因着爱做仆人的人。
The one who, because of love, willing to serve.
他要他的耳朵啊，要在门槛上面把砖子的把它穿通的。
He will have his ear pierced on the doorpost.
我们看见祭司在他们侍奉之前。
Before the priest can serve.
在出埃及二十九章里面
in the book Exodus 29,
他要把那一个绵羊献祭这个奉献之礼的那个这个公绵羊的这个血要涂在他右耳垂上右手的大拇指上和右脚的大拇指上
they have to take the lamb of consecration and take the blood and anoint the right ear lobe the right thumband the right big toe.
所以表明说今天我们要侍奉的话
It means that if we are to serve God,
第一件事我们要学习听话
The first thing we must learn is to listen.
因为我们是侍奉神的旨意
Because we are serving God's will.
最后
Finally,
侍奉乃是生命的流入
Service is the outflow of life.
我愿意在这里读两段我们亲爱的弟兄尼托森他的交通
I'll read two portions of Brother Nee's writings
神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的
God pays more attention to what we are than what we do
真实的工作乃是生命的流入
Real service is the outflow of life.
顺着树的侍奉总是基督的活出
A service that counts is always the living out of Christ.
将自己献给神不是为神做工乃是让神做工
To offer ourselves to God is not for working for God, but to let God work in us.
凡不让神做工的
whoever does not allow God to work
不配为神做工
is not able to work for God.
这是一个
That's one.
还有一个
There's another one.
我们不是为着工作而工作
We do not work for the sake of work.
我们是照着神的心意来工作
But we work according to the will of God.
我们不能活在工作里
We cannot live in the work.
我们乃是活在基督的生命里
But we live in the life of Christ.
我们工作的基础是生命
The foundation of our work is life.
工作的方法是十字架
The method of work is the cross.
若不在生命里又不经过十字架的对付就没有工作可言
If it is not in life and have not been dealt with by the cross work does not exist
所以不要注重外面的工作过于里面基督的生命
Therefore do not emphasize the work outside the external more than the life within
真正的侍奉真正的供应乃在生命的里面
True service and real supply is in life
愿神怜悯我
May the Lord have mercy
我们祷告
Yes, sir.
我们的主我们的神我们赞美感谢你因为你救赎了我们我们感谢你因为你也呼召我们来侍奉你我们的主啊这是何等的权力这是何等的荣耀但是我们的主我们实在求你开我们的心眼